Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Brachas Daf Mem Tes. Two interesting things about a halacha brought on Amar Aleph. Kol she'enay oimer bris v'tera bebirchas ha'aretz u'malchus beis David b'bayne Yerushalayim lo yotzei lechivasai. Somebody who does not mention bris or Torah in birchas ha'aretz and malchus beis David in b'bayne Yerushalayim is not yotze. So there's a machlokes rishonim whether you're not yotze midrabbanan or midraisa. But leaving that aside, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Gimel Paskins, someone who doesn't mention Bris or Torah and Birchas Haaretz, even if he only skips one of them, he has to go back. And the Mishnah Brura actually says that he has to go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon, because all three brachas of Birchas Hamazon, besides Atayva Ametiv, are considered one, and he's not Yaitza. The Shaar Tzion says that's only if he doesn't remember till he already began the next bracha of Rachim. Because if not, he could say Bris and Torah before he begins Rachim, just like we find that someone who forgets Yalav Yavoy, when he is saying Ritzei, he could say Yalav Yavoy before he begins Moedim. Now, the Emek Bracha and Birchas Hamazon, Ois Beis Amad Samach Aleph, says that's not a comparison. You can't learn out from other Haskarais that are not a chilek of the Guf HaBracha, that if you don't say it during the bracha, you could say it after the bracha. Only Yalav Yavoy, which is not part of the Guf HaBracha, it's a Hazkara in the bracha, then it's possible to say it in between the bracha of Ritzei and Moedim. However, Bris and Torah, he says, is not a Hazkara. It's a chelik of the bracha. Chazal put it into the matbea of the bracha, and it becomes part and parcel of the bracha, that if you miss it and you forget it, you can't say it after the bracha. That's one thing. The second thing is that the Gemara on Daf Chaf Med Beis has a suffix. Are Nashim Mechuyiv in Birchas Hamazon Midiraisa or Midirabanan? There the Gemara is having a discussion whether or not Nashim could be Moitzi others, Anashim, in Birchas Hamazon. If they're only Mechuyiv Midirabanan, they can't. However, if they're Mechuyiv Midiraisa, then they could. Taisus wants to say the suffix of that Gemara is based on our Gemara. Our Gemara that says that if you don't say Torah and Bris in Birchas Haaretz, you're not Yotzi Dechevasoi. Nashim are definitely not B'nai Bris, and they are not B'nai Torah, meaning they're not Mechuyiv in Limud HaTorah the same way that Anashim are. So that's the Tosef's Safek. Do you say that since they are not B'nai Bris and B'nai Torah, they're not Mechuyiv in Limud HaTorah, and they're not Shaykh to Bris, therefore the whole Birchas HaMazon is not connected to them, you know, the Raisa level, they're only Mechuyiv Midrabbanan? Or no, you say the opposite, that since they don't have any connection to Torah and Bris, so they could have a Chuyiv the Eiraisa, even without saying Torah and Bris. And interestingly enough, the Maloi Roya Matosis, Gufa has a Shaila. Do we say on the Tzadat the Mechuyiv mid Eiraisa, do they have to mention Torah and Bris in their benching in order to be Moitzi Anashim? Do you say that since they're not Mechuyiv, so it's possible for them to be Moitzi Anashim even without them mentioning at all? Or no, even if they're not Mechuyiv to say it, the only way it's shaykh for them to be moitzi anashim is by them saying it, which comes at a very interesting thing, that they could be moisif onto their benching, something which they're not mechuyev to say at all, and still be moitzi anashim. And actually, the Bir Halacha, in Simen Kuf Peivav, Dibur HaMaskel U'moitziyos, says that on the tzad that nashim are mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon Midei Raisa, they could be moitzi anashim if they say Bris and Torah, even though they themselves don't have to say it. And the Chazinish actually asks, in Simon Chavches of Katan Zayin, how is it possible for Nashim to be Moitzi Anashim and Bris and Torah if they themselves aren't Mechuyev to say it? And he says that it's possible that the only reason why they could be Moitzi Anashim who are Mechuyev in Bris and Torah, even though they themselves are not Mechuyev in Bris and Torah, is within Arvus. Arvus tells us that even someone who's not Mechuyev today in this mitzvah, since he's Shaykh to that mitzvah, in other words, if Nashim would eat, they'd be Mechuyev to bench, so since they are mechuyev in the mitzvah midei raisa, even without saying bris and Torah, it's possible for them to come midin arvas and say bris and Torah for the anashim. So even where they eat, and they're mechuyev to bench, even though they're not mechuyev to say bris and Torah, but midin arvas, they could say bris and Torah for anashim. Have a wonderful day.